Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. Tom, how much sleep does a coach get after a night like last night?
Well, I don't think you get a lot of sleep after any loss. And, no, you're up all night, obviously. Again, you watch video till about 12:31 in the morning, and then obviously you go home and, yeah, take a, you know, have a few hours, and then you get up early in the morning and, you know, jot some things down, and you get back to the rink, and, you know, it starts all over again, Schulze.
As hard as Ferris made things on you last night, could you tell from the get-go it was going to be a rough night?
Well, I think we knew that from the get-go it was going to be. We knew that was the type of game it was going to be. We played these guys enough over the course of the last 2 years, and, we knew exactly what it was going to be like, and that's what kind of game it was.
After watching video, what did you guys do well last night?
We did a lot of things well. Actually, Schulze, we played better than I thought. And it's always, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. And we played pretty good. We had a lot of scoring chances. We outgraded them 2-1. And you know what? They didn't have a lot of, we didn't have great speed to the neutral zone, but a lot of that was because they had three guys back. And we just have to do a better job today getting pucks behind them and then winning races. And, you know, that's probably the best thing that we could probably get out of video today is that, you know, if we want to use our speed effectively, get pucks behind them, and then we have to have a little bit better F1 pressure. But you're not going to have a lot of room in the neutral zone to navigate when they have three guys.
If you want to not have them have three guys back, you got to play with a lead, right?
Absolutely, Schulze. And, you know, that's the other thing. I told our guys that they played the consummate road game. They scored the first goal. They took care of the puck. And they had three guys back. So, that's the consummate road game right there. And they're a very good team when they have the lead, as we are.
Overheard Mike Bitzer talking with his old high school coach last night after the game, and he was talking about that one goal where he thought he was on the pipe and he wasn't. He goes, "Man, I was off by the width of one puck." You always say it's a fine line between winning and losing. Is the width of a puck slim enough?
Well, exactly, and you can't get beat short side. Bitz knows that, and they shoot short side a lot because that's how they, that's how they play in their rink. Their rink's a small rink, as you know, and they have small zones, and they funnel pucks from a lot of different places, and they shoot short side a lot. So you have to really be square on your post against Ferris State.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulze with Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. After breaking down video, what did you notice about Ferris last night that maybe they haven't done in the past?
I just think they were more patient with their game. And, we got a few 2-on-1s against them, Schulze, 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get one last night. I mean, they managed the puck extremely well. They kept their defensemen back. They had F3 back. They were very, very patient. And, probably more. Again, maybe it's because, again, they're on the road. They're in a different rink. The nuances of our rink or whatever. But, that was then that's obviously plays into their defensive scheme as well.
Best out of three is a unique animal. You guys have it once a year. How does it change how you approach a weekend, either before it or in the weekend?
Well, a couple things, Schulze. Even last night, we had to roll four. I mean, we would have went for it in the third period down, and we would overplayed certain guys, but we just went four, and you got to play for three games then. And, you just can't you can't run out of gas on Friday night. You have to make sure you got gas in the tank, and you want to keep you want to keep everybody involved, and that's what we did.
No coach wants to make a bunch of lineup changes come the playoffs. You got a bunch of guys healthy. How much does consistency and chemistry play into your thought process on putting lines together?
Well, I mean, you do the best you can, and you take a look at when you had some success during the year and what were your combinations, and kind of what we've done is we went back to where we were, during the North Star Cup and before that. And, when we put those lines together, we went back with those lines. And we like those line combinations. And, we'll see what happens right there.
NHL teams will change lines throughout every period of every game of the season. Why is it that NHL coaches don't seem to care about chemistry?
I think some do, though, Schulze. I can't speak for everyone. There's certain guys that will play together. They might throw a third guy with somebody to get them revved up or to stabilize a line. But I think again, some guys there's no question there's going to be interchangeable parts with some coaches. But some coaches like continuity, and I think it's the same way in college too. I mean, everybody's a little different.
You guys are not making any lineup changes tonight, so how about X's and O's wise of getting pucks deeper tonight?
Exactly, Schulze. We had 33 turnovers last night, and that's too many. And we have to get pucks deeper. We have to get pucks behind their defensemen. Their defensemen, they might have the most mobile defensive core in the country. And I told our guys that today, and I don't think they have a guy 5'10". And they want that built for their ranks, just for puck retrievals. And, I mean, they get guys that can get to pucks and they can get pucks out. And, you know, with that, with a mobile core like that, they have good gapping. And when you have good gapping and you have a third guy back, you have to get pucks behind them. And we have to do a better job of that. And we have to win races and we have to play 200 feet and get more sustained pressure in their zone.
Take the listeners inside the locker room. What's the pregame speech going to be like today?
I think our pregame speech is probably, we do a lot during video. And, again, we go over everything that we need to do, obviously, during our video and during our meeting during the day. And we'll just kind of, we're just going to take a couple bullet points that we talked about today and go over those again and get ready to, you know, to strap on the chin straps and play 60 minutes of hockey.
In a do-or-die game, a coach doesn't have to say a whole lot, does he?
No, I mean, the guys realize that we're playing for the right to play tomorrow night.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.